sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFACMA or any of them that are A's.
My brain just goes numb when you start doing that now.
Mine too. I just wait for him to go blah 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 blah. It's like the Charlie Brown thing.
Who, me?
I just got the wah-wah thing in the back of my throat. Welcome
shaboom.
To Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly's got that faraway look in her eye. What are you smoking?
Misty's.
Play Misty for me.
Misty watercolored memories.
Oh, my God.
The way we were.
I'm not even going to go there.
Can it be that life was oh so simple then?
Or is time rewritten every line?
If we had the chance to do it all again?
Would we? Could we? Memories. People turning off the show. They can't take any more singing.
So STFU already. I can break into God or Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
Did we already introduce ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're rocking then.
Yeah. We're way ahead of schedule.
I forgot to mention this the other day. In the studio, I look on the green screen at the studio. Mm-hmm. There was like the world's largest moth. This thing looked like, it was like Mothra.
Mothman? Mothman?
Yeah, it was Mothra. This thing was probably 4 inches long.
Mothra?
Mothra.
Mothra.
It's just Mothra. There's no extra A in there.
Really? Are we getting grammar Nazi on the spelling of Japanese monsters?
Yes.
There you go.
I saw a thing, and it was called College Humor. It was a YouTube video, and it was like grammar Nazis. This guy's dressed like a Nazi, and he's pulling this guy, and he goes, "We know you've got Jews hiding here." And the guy says, you know, whatever he says, he doesn't say it right in the German. He goes, "Aha." He goes, "Now I could tell because you used a dangling participle." And they get all the way through to the end, and the German says something wrong, and suddenly from under the floorboard, you hear the Jewish girl go, "You effed up." She's like, you did a preposition before a blah, blah, blah. And the German's like, "Oh, my God," and he shoots himself. You had to have been there, I guess.
Yeah.
And Shelley's a grammar Nazi.
Yeah. Well, the most important thing in dating rituals is never end a proposition with a preposition.
That's true. I like the grammar poster thingy I saw on Facebook the other day that said, "Grammar: the difference between knowing your shit and knowing your shit." Think about it.
Knowing your shit.
Knowing your shit and knowing.
Oh yeah,
you are, with an apostrophe.
Yeah.
You are shit.
Like you've got mail.
That makes a big difference. It does. Well. On that note, well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Your doo doo seemed to be fading in and out.
My dudes were fading. I mean, normally, according to Shelley, I have awesome dudes, but
we sang happy birthday at a meeting today at the end of it. One of the worst renditions of happy birthday I'd ever heard, by the way.
They all are.
And I looked at certified. I said, "You were flat."
Okay, Leanne Rimes.
Speaking of flat.
Anybody want a peanut? She's gone into a treatment center.
Is she a sober coach?
Really?
Now, she says that, and her publicist says that she went in for help with emotional issues.
I'll bet she did.
She's doing a 30-day inpatient treatment facility thing. to cope with anxiety and stress.
Is it a drug and alcohol treatment recovery center?
The story actually doesn't name the center. So,
well, they don't want people calling up there trying to find out when the meetings are going to be so they can go hook up with Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to question the anonymity of treatment centers. Because I have a friend of mine who was looking for someone, and they hired a private investigator to try to find them. They found them in a treatment center.
I don't think it's that hard.
No, I guess it wasn't. It took them about a day and a half.
If I knew someone, if I had an idea someone was at a treatment center, let's say a Charter Oak Hospital or something, I guarantee not only could I get in to see them without stopping at the counter in the front, mm-hmm. without signing in, without getting the thing, I could walk right up to that and just say, I'm here to see so-and-so, and they will either come and open the door or they won't. Because if you know they're there, they assume you've already checked in, but I'm a dope fiend, and I'd never check in.
You realize you could show up at 6:45 on any night and walk up and say, yeah, I'm with the new panel, and then somebody would let you in.
That's true.
Yeah, they're a bit poor.
We have a new Cocaine Anonymous panel.
Yeah.
I'm here.
They're a bit porous on the their knowledge of the HIPAA laws.
We have a new CMA panel.
These guys are pretty good because they don't list it, right? They don't even give the name of it.
Yeah. And that's a journalist.
Of course, they are saying that she's in, which kind of blows her anonymity right there.
Kind of blew that out of the water.
I think the people who are there know who she is.
I think so.
You know what's funny? If I met her, I wouldn't have a clue who she was. I don't even know. I can't even remember what she looks like.
This coming weekend in San Diego is going to be, well, actually, by the time the show goes up, it'll probably be last weekend. But I'm sure there should still be some around because it is time for, what do they call it? Oh, now I've got to find what they call it.
Is this a recovery thing? September is recovery month?
Find it. Shark City.
Shark City.
Yes.
Is this Lone Shark City?
It's in San Diego. Every year around this time, leopard sharks migrate in. Pregnant female leopard sharks migrate in. They think, the theory is, that they're they're coming in to get to warmer waters because it speeds up their gestation periods.
Like Mission
Bay?
And
then they go back out into the water.
They want to meet
water.
Shamu?
What?
They want to meet Shamu?
Apparently.
You know where they should go? They should go by San Onofre. Near Carlsbad, there's a thermoelectric that works off the tides, and the water there is a good 20 degrees warmer than it is anywhere else because we used to surf near there.
Well, they haven't figured that out because apparently they're still migrating to San Diego.
Is that how you grew that third nipple?
Yeah.
So there will be hundreds and hundreds of leopard sharks in the water in San Diego. Leopard sharks will not bite you. Mm-hmm. They're not dangerous.
Is that what they claim?
They're largely bottom feeders.
So, Shelley, you going to go swimming with the leopard sharks?
I would go. I pet a leopard shark. That was the thing I petted at the aquarium that one time.
You want to go swimming up by the Channel Islands?
No, because that's where the world's greatest, your largest great white was caught.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Shelley hates sharks. We're on a fishing trip. This guy starts talking about, the world, the 25-foot, 4.5-ton or whatever it was, you know, great white was caught right off this island. Shelley's like, what?
Yeah.
Right after having its babies.
Don't worry. It's only almost as long as the boat you're in.
I know. I'm thinking we're going to need a bigger boat.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
We're going to need more FBI guys.
In Salt Lake City.
Utah.
The Latter-day Saints Church, otherwise known as Mormons, has posted on their website...
Wonder who they're voting for president.
Clarifying that the church does not prohibit the use of caffeine. The church's health code reference refers to hot drinks, and that specifically refers to tea and coffee.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, don't they have like some kind of controlling interest in Mountain Dew?
I don't know. But I'm wondering if their stance on this has been softened because Mitt Romney has often been seen with a Diet Coke in his hand.
Could be.
Because in the story, there are other, you know, Mormon mucky-mucks saying, well, that's not right, because when I grew up, you know, if you had caffeine, that was akin to sinning. I mean,
akin to sinning.
I was just with somebody at a meeting the other day who's getting baptized next week, and she said she had to give up all caffeine.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, because there's a lot of things with caffeine in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aspirin has caffeine, right?
Chocolate.
Some aspirins. The thing is, caffeine boosts the... ability of aspirin
absorption
to
absorption rate or something?
No, it boosts the ability of aspirin to decrease pain.
Yeah. Well, probably cocaine would, too.
Probably what you would be taking it for.
Yeah.
You cocaine, take aspirin to decrease
cocaine
pain.
Boosts the rate of almost everything.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys remember, Fran sent this next story, and do you guys remember the story about the guy that tried to have sex with a car that said, "Be my Axel Foley"?
Yes, I remember it.
Remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she sent this in because apparently everyone can now be your Axel Foley. Eddie Murphy is bringing the show, Beverly Hills Cop, to television. There's going to be a television series based on the show, Beverly the TV or the movie, Beverly Hills Cop.
I'll watch it.
I will, too.
Once.
No,
I'll watch the whole 9 episodes before it gets canceled.
I know. I mean, he's...
It may not, though. It depends. Mm-hmm. I mean, popular series. All three of the movies did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was 1984 when that started. Do you think he's moved on a little bit since then? He's gotten a little older?
Well,
maybe?
Yeah, but here's the problem. He hasn't really done any movies lately that have done that well.
No.
And I love Eddie Murphy. I totally love him. But the last few things he's done, not that great.
Sorry, had
Tower Heist was okay.
It's a long way from Velvet Jones.
Tower Heist was okay, though.
I'm Bowfinger, but... Yeah. Hi, I'm Velvet Jones. Ladies, how'd you like to make money laying on your back?
In Carlton, Minnesota. Minnesota?
Minnesota.
A casino there has broken the Guinness World Record for the world's largest cheeseburger.
Why?
Because they wanted to, I don't know.
How was it cooked?
It doesn't say. It was.
I always wonder that.
It was a bacon cheeseburger. It was 10 feet in diameter and weighed more than a ton.
It was rare in the center.
It was. Let's see. They used 60 pounds of bacon, 50 pounds of lettuce, 50 pounds of onions, 40 pounds of pickles, and 40 pounds of cheese.
Okay. Wait.
Pick that sucker up.
Wait.
What?
How much did you say it weighed?
2,014 pounds. Over
and they only use 50 pounds of lettuce and... wait a minute.
That's not including all the ground beef. That's just stuff that went
all
on
right.
top.
I was going to say, because you got to have like 1,000... you got to have 1,500 pounds of ground beef.
Well, and plus
the
bun.
To make that work.
Plus the bun. It was a big-ass bun.
Big-ass bun. I like big buns and I cannot lie.
And it doesn't say how much ketchup they put on it, so... and liquids weigh a lot.
John Kerry wants to know how much ketchup they put on it.
I'm sure he would.
Why John Kerry?
Heinz.
I forget.
Heinz. He's married to the Heinz woman.
Oh, that's
Ooh.
Right. He probably believes
there was probably government funding for part of this.
Might have been.
Here's everyone's nightmare. My nightmare. Jeezle Pete. I think this is in Louisiana because it's Rapides, whatever parish sheriff's office. A man dressed as a clown. Carrying a knife.
It's already bad.
Was arrested because someone complained that they saw him on someone else's property without permission. So the
Last
cops...
Gacy?
Yeah, the cops go, they see a man dressed as a clown carrying
that's,
a knife.
That's probably him.
Going from house to house, knocking on doors and looking in windows.
Huh.
You know, I guess they followed him. I don't know why they followed him. Well, maybe they were too afraid to
Lost
arrest
the address
him.
Of the kids' party he was going to.
Should have shot him.
Then they saw him enter a residence, and they went, you know, obviously that's breaking it. I guess you can't arrest somebody for knocking on windows or doors or
carrying
whatever.
Carrying a knife? You'd think you could at least stop them for questioning.
Yeah, you might want to inquire.
You might.
Inquiring minds
want
to know.
You're dressed as a clown. You have a big-ass knife in your hand, and you're knocking on random doors.
Yeah. Can we ask
We'd like to
doing?
Know why.
So, at any rate, once he was in the house, they went and arrested him.
And what was he doing?
It doesn't say. They didn't...
Well, then what'd you do the story for?
Because somebody sent it to me.
Now I want to know.
Yeah, well, maybe more will be revealed later on.
But I want to know now.
Instant gratification. Is it me, or was any... Like, when I saw the movie Poltergeist, the thing that creeped me out more than anything in the
that
movie was the
Bozo
clown
Bundle, yes.
that grabs the kid off the top of the bed.
Yeah.
Yanks him underneath.
Clown dolls are a little disturbing anyway.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. We had a Bozo the Clown doll. When I was a kid, and I used to stick it in the closet all the time because it scared the crap out of me.
Okay. You ever want to see the creepiest clown I've ever seen that's part of the American thing is the original commercials that had Ronald McDonald in them. Oh, my God.
Does he look like a serial killer or what?
Dude, it's... You can look him up on YouTube, look up original Ronald McDonald commercials. It is scary looking. I don't
like
even know
Joker.
What could make you go.
Looks like the Joker.
Can you imagine, like, people in the 50s or whenever it was, like, hey, let's go there where the creepy clown's at.
I could just
Are
see
these
Mom.
The same people who look to the place that, let's take our kids to the place where the killer whale's the mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can just see Mom saying, hey, kids, let's go to McDonald's. No!
Oh, it's so creepy.
Well, don't forget, to a three-year-old, Mickey Mouse is a six-foot-tall rat.
That's true. We have some sad news.
Oh, I know what it is.
The Goodlettsville team did not win the Little League World Series. The Tokyo team won. I'm totally bummed.
That's not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
Tokyo won 12-2.
30 more seconds over Tokyo, we would have won the World Series.
I don't know if you have this as a story.
What?
And I can't remember his name, but I'm sure you guys will remember. The actor. Now, this is...
The guy?
That would have... Yeah, he was in that thing.
That thing with that girl.
He was in
with
Green
that
Mile.
Thing with that Green Mile.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Michael Duncan Clark.
Yeah, he passed away.
That is sad.
It sucks. Nice guy. Big guy. Nice guy. Liked him.
Looking for...
He's achieved room temperature.
He has.
There were a couple of stories that we should probably do, but I'm looking for this one story.
Do 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 do
do do do
do do do do do do.
No, not that one. Oh, here it is. Okay. And tell me I didn't run in the house in a dead panic to check this out.
You didn't run in the house in a dead panic.
I did.
She actually got to tell her that.
I know.
LA County Library at the Central Library. Bed bugs.
Yeah, heard
living
that.
In the books. They've had to fumigate the entire Central Library. Now, here's the thing.
That's in everybody's houses.
Yeah, and then they return the books because apparently bed bugs really like to hang out in books too.
I've never heard that.
Well, the
it
thing that
sense,
freaked
though.
Me out though is I do interlibrary loans on the county library system all the time. Right now, I've got 5 books in the bedroom from them. I'm like, I ran in there. And apparently, they're quite easy to see because you flip the pages and they come out.
No, bed bugs are... We've had a commercial going on in Southern California about this guy talking about dust mites. And dust mites are microscopic. You slap your shirt, you kill 100,000 of them. But bed bugs, yeah, you could see, like, you could put, like, maybe 3 of them on your pinky nail. I mean, they're not that hard to see.
They're not an attractive animal.
They bite in a nasty sort of way. They make a thing that makes a big mosquito bite look kind of tame.
Well, apparently this was originally discovered when a patron had one fall out of her library book, and she got it with a piece of tissue, stuck it back in the book, stuck the book in a Ziploc, and went back to the library and showed them, and they said, well, that's not ours. Oh, it didn't come from us, blah, blah, blah. Then another patron complained. Then, apparently... A bed bug walked across the processing counter or the checkout counter at the branch library.
And asked for a drink of water?
I guess so.
Do you
so
know
then they
how
had to check out the whole library.
Those are? They could have spread that literally to hundreds of thousands of homes. They are quick breeders and spreaders, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, though, what are they eating in the library? Because they live off blood. So I'm not sure how long they would last in a book.
I don't know, but I'm seriously considering not getting any interlibrary loans for a while.
Of course, a cockroach can live off the nutrients in a fingerprint for like 10 years or something ridiculous.
Now, let's see. There was one other one. Oh, yes. Okay. Judge
Rudy?
Richard A. Posner. He was a Reagan-appointed... judge on the Seventh Circuit Court on the U.S. Court of Appeals. He has gone on record as saying that he thinks the criminalization of marijuana is absurd, and he said he sees no difference between marijuana and cigarettes.
I don't know about that.
And this is a Reagan-appointed judge. Then I'm quoting him here, he says, I've become less conservative since the Republican Party started acting goofy.
What? Well, I don't know about that, but I could see... decriminalization of weed?
Sure.
You know what? Put it under the same kind of things as alcohol. I got to be honest. I got no problem with that.
Tax it and pay down the deficit.
You could pay a lot. Well, When I did a term paper on it once, mm-hmm. there was at a time when you probably could have eliminated the deficit. You can't now.
Well, yeah, you could, just because the price of the stuff.
Well, you'd at a dollar an ounce tax, you'd have to sell $16 trillion, right? Something like that?
But at 8.75% per dollar.
Oh, yeah, well, that would work.
Yeah.
You got to know that Marlboro's ready for that.
Marlboro Green. It's ready to
They've
go.
They've got everything they need to roll dubs.
Yep.
And they'd be healthy, well-rolled dubs, too.
That's right.
Okay, on that note, that's the end of the Boozy News. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Even Sober College.
Yes.
We just sent someone out to
New Way. Drove him there myself.
Spoke to him today. Sounds like he's doing good.
He's doing well.
We have a topic, Shelley.
I'm sure you do.
What is it?
I honestly don't know. I've forgotten. I remembered.
Okay.
But they don't want us to buy any of it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Program stuff.
Like what, Bruce?
Not like memorabilia that you would get like at a convention. Not like the authorized memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
But the other kinds of stuff. The stuff that you could buy at, say, 12-step stores and things.
On eBay.
You know, different key rings and book covers and, bumper stickers and things like that. Now, over the years, there's been many lawsuits. I know that AA has gone against... I'm not clear about the other programs, really, but I know that AA has gone a couple of big times against people using the AA logo to make money. I would have to assume that people using the NA logo or CA logo or GA logo or any of the other logos might...
I think NA has. I think I remember...
Might face similar legal action. Now, I like that stuff. I mean, I like to be able to buy stuff like that. But at the same time, I can't say it's really taking money away from the fellowship because the fellowship wouldn't have made the money anyway.
It is taking money away from the fellowship because they're paying people to fight all these lawsuits.
Well, okay, well, that's where I was. I mean, initially, if we weren't fighting it in lawsuits, we wouldn't be losing any money because we wouldn't have been selling these things. On the other hand, if we don't do the lawsuits, then it makes it look like AA or NA or CA or whoever is supporting XYZ product.
Right.
So what do you think, Mark?
I think they have to protect their trademarks.
But is there something we could do differently that maybe would make it advantageous to both parties?
Well, you could.
Like licensing it or something.
Like licensing it would be a good thing.
But is there a reason why we don't now?
Yeah, what's the tradition on that?
Yeah,
I don't think we can.
Would that be an outside enterprise?
I think so.
Would that mean money, property, and prestige would divert us from our primary purpose?
I think so, because they would be franchising something, basically, that they would have no control over. There's no, they couldn't, right. You know how we have an AA
we don't lend,
literature.
We don't lend the name to any related facility or outside enterprise.
And somebody selling, you know, necklaces with the AA symbol in them.
I have one.
14 karat gold.
Yeah.
But charm then, for a necklace.
See, and I understand the legal ramifications, and I understand why they're fighting it. But at the same time, I want to have stuff like that. You know, I want to be able to go somewhere and buy a bumper sticker or something. I'm a friend of, well, you could, I don't know if you can do it like I'm a friend of Bill W. Because there's some bumper stickers clearly you could buy. Like you could buy something like Keep It Simple, Stupid. I don't think that's an AA thing. But if it had the AA symbol on it, you wouldn't be able
right.
to get it. There used to be round stickers you could get that said NAAA and CA that you used to be able to get at this place called the Angel Store, and you could put them on your car. It was just a little round thing.
One.
I used to have one, too.
A blue one.
And I like that, but that would completely 100% go against it.
There are still, I guess maybe it is conference approved or whatever, because they used to sell them at central office, just the AA logo sticker, nothing else, just the logo. I don't know if they still have them. But I think that that was something AA did allow at one point, but they were selling them.
It would seem like it'd be a great fundraiser.
Yeah.
What about that? What about that? Let's say, for instance, you do a convention. It gets approved by the local area. It's got logos all over it. It's got information about the convention. They sell them to make money at conventions. Mm-hmm. Why can't they just do that like on a larger scale?
Well, World Services, CA World Services last year did a commemorative chip. The old square chips that CA had when
they used to be able to chop up
foundation.
Cocaine with?
Yeah.
I love those. You know, I used to have some.
That said 24 hours on them.
They sell them like as a fundraiser? Or?
They sold them as a fundraiser for the World Services Convention.
More of that.
Yeah.
I think.
I like that.
Now, then comes the other part of the question, on the legal part.
Mm-hmm.
I am at a meeting. I donate $1 or $2 or $3, whatever I'm donating, to help the meeting, to send money to central office, purportedly to help other alcoholics or addicts get sober.
Carry the message.
To carry the message.
Yes.
Now, a huge chunk of that goes to a lawsuit where they're trying to keep someone from selling a bumper sticker with the AA logo.
Have to protect the trademark.
But that's not carrying the message.
That's where I was going.
Protecting
with that.
Your trademark? Well, because if you don't do it, then where does it stop?
Well,
there are already tons of other people that use the AA logo for other businesses that have nothing to do with recovery at all.
You know what? This happened to me one time. I'm wearing an AA ring. This is shortly before I met Shelley. I've got an AA ring. This guy at Starbucks sees it. He goes, oh, hey. He goes, hey, I like your ring. And I look at him. I'm like, oh, hey, thanks. And I immediately assume he's a friend of Bill W. I'm like, oh, you know Bill W.? And he goes, who?
Who?
And I'm like, well, you said you like my ring. He goes, and it was... Dude, it was something like, it was a really weird thing. It was like, hey, Lebanese freedom fighters. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm supporting the Lebanese freedom
fighters. I'm a lesbian
fighters.
Freedom fighter.
Lesbian freedom fighter.
Actually, there are some gay groups that use the circle triangle symbol.
Rainbow friendly.
Lesbian freedom fighters.
Now, then you've got the other thing that happened, and I know this happened with the AA thing. For a while, after the lawsuit, because it was a huge thing for like several years, for a while, you could buy circle with triangle where the triangle didn't quite meet the border of the circle.
Circle, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was okay.
Yeah, because that's...
But now I don't see much of that. Like, because we know, we did some stuff for a CA convention where they were, in my opinion, overly anal about the fact that a little bit of this dolphin tail, like, touched... The CA logo or something. I mean, they were
touched
like really...
Touched the registration mark.
Yeah. Like it was,
and it was just on the print. It wasn't that it actually touched on the design, but on the way the print was done, the ink bled into each other.
Yeah, they were like really up in arms about that. And I wonder, I mean, could we do that? Could we just make the, you know, the triangle not go to the end of the circle? Or I don't know if you could do it as much with the CA logo, because that's pretty darn specific. It's a C and an A. It's got a certain shape. The NA logo as well has an N and an A in it. But how about the circle with the square in it? That is an NA symbol. It's used, well, I don't know if it's used exclusively by NA. But what if the square didn't quite go all the way, you know, has a 1/32nd of an inch distance? Does that make it okay?
I don't know. Why don't you do that, see what happens?
Yes, and report back.
Report back.
Who's with me? No, maybe not. Now, one of the things I was going to ask is, there's a very famous musical group, because, you know, it used to be you go to concerts, there was always like the T-shirts that were made that you didn't buy inside, you bought them outside. Right. Normally they were better looking shirts.
And they were cheaper.
And they were cheaper. Now, bands and stuff got all up in arms about that. They're always trying to close those guys down. Mm-hmm. Now, then you have the alternate. You had the Grateful Dead. You could go up to a Grateful Dead concert, and there was like booths out in front selling all kinds of Grateful Dead stuff. Stuff with the Grateful Dead skeleton and the roses, and it said Grateful Dead, and they didn't give a shit. They really didn't. They're like, hey, go ahead. Sell it. You know what? It gets our name out there more. Mm-hmm. More people see Grateful Dead because you guys sell this stuff. I did a thing. I made a placard on like a poster paper. It had the event. It was in Portland, and I put the dates, and I did a drawing of the skeleton. And I sold them for $1 a piece. And I had them printed for like whatever it was back in the 80s. It was like, you know, I printed like 4 of them per sheet, and I cut them out and I sold them and I made a ton of money. And nobody cared.
What'd you do? Did you buy dope with it?
I did.
Well, let's see. You kind of contributed.
At the show. I didn't even go into the concert.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really a Grateful Dead fan.
We're in Los Angeles, so the Lakers win the world championship, you walk out of the Staples Center after the game, there are a dozen guys out there selling T-shirts that some screen printer made up.
And there's more guys trying to sell shirts for 50 cents that have the other team as being world champions. Yeah.
No
rags. Problem. We're selling rags today. Shop rags.
Yep.
But what about that? What about that theory?
Licensing.
That the more it's out there, the more people are interested in knowing what it is, maybe the more people come around.
The NBA protects its license pretty close.
No. But I mean, I mean for programs.
12-step programs?
If you go on Facebook, and Mark doesn't go on Facebook, but you go to any of these groups, these recovery groups, there are a zillion images. And there's a metric crap ton of images that have the NA logo. Well, not so much the CA logo. I haven't seen much of that. But I see tons of AA stuff and NA stuff that people make on their computers that are plastered all over the place. Now, they're not selling them. Yeah. And maybe that's where the difference is. But still, it's not conference-approved images or anything. Mm-hmm. And nobody seems to go after that. I'm not even sure if you could go after that, because there's literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people posting and making these images. You've seen them before. Yes, Shelley?
Yeah, I have. Actually, there's a gal that we know that makes these really neat birthday clocks for people in NA.
Do we know her?
Girls I use. And, like,
we're not going to say who it is because NA will go after them.
Yeah. You know, she'll put your picture inside the NA logo on the clock.
Well, that's an anonymity
really?
Issue.
I want one.
Well, no, I mean, you ask her to do it. You send her the picture, and she does it, and she sends it to you.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. Not, she doesn't randomly pick people and, you know.
Because that would be bad.
Yeah.
They just make one and send it to Mark. He's got up on his wall. Someone goes, I can't work with you. You're a dope fiend.
And she sells them, and I don't know.
I don't know. Not only do I not know.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Yeah, but that's, and I think that's kind of the thing. It's like, I'm torn on that because I get the whole, you know, watching out for the logo. And at the same time, I absolutely love driving down the freeway and seeing like an AA logo or an NA logo or CA logo on a car. And I know
an
people.
Easy Does It bumper sticker?
Well, I know people that have, I've actually heard people share this, not lately, but I've heard it in the past where someone says, you know what, there's this one time and I'm thinking about getting loaded. And, oh, my God, a car went by, and there was an AA bumper sticker on it. And I said, fuck, what am I thinking? And they don't get loaded. Are we going to cause all those people to drink now? I'm just saying. See, I don't even know if there's a good answer to this. I mean, the answer is that they have to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say one day they decide
just for talking
all these images that are being made on Facebook and these other places, we got to lawsuit all of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It will bankrupt the programs. I mean, it would bankrupt. I see hundreds of them a week. To find all the people that originally made them, which you probably wouldn't be able to do anyway, or to find the people that are posted on Facebook, you would have to have a lawsuit against thousands of people. How would you do that?
I don't know.
That's what we need.
And he doesn't care.
Thousands of bumper sticker companies to all just start doing it. Of course, they could do a class action. Shelly's giving me the hurry up sign.
Shelly wants to get out of this show.
I've got a headache.
So, Shelly,
explode.
What would your final words on, should we call it, protecting the logos?
Unauthorized images?
Unauthorized memorabilia? Whatever.
I don't know. I mean, I see where the harm is in it, but I also don't at the same time.
It's a conundrum.
It is, and I don't know the answer, and I'm not a lawyer, so I will leave that to someone else.
We're merely discussing it here.
Yes.
Mark, what do you think?
I think if there's something you would like to have, go join a convention committee, pitch the idea, get it voted through, and make it.
I think that seriously, when we talk about memorabilia, and we never even talked about this in our convention, CA stickers, you could probably, if you sold them for $2, you'd make a ton.
I was at an area GSO meeting yesterday. They had CA stickers for sale.
Next time you go,
yes,
I want one.
Okay. I can probably get it before that. I know the...
So...
The guy.
Yeah. That guy. At that place.
At the place.
With those things for sale.
With the baggies.
You know what? I'm kind of wishy-washy about this Catch-22 as well. Because I love to see the stuff. I'd like to be able to get it. If I could buy it, conference approved, that would be awesome. I think that all the major fellowships or all the fellowships in general should be go to some company, have them made, sell them themselves, and then, I guess, go after the people that do it underhandedly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shelly.
Yes?
Someone's listening to the show.
Still?
Yeah.
Well.
All four of them?
Recovery packed. What do you mean all four of them? We're number six in the world right now.
Okay.
I'm not saying there's a good reason why.
.net, click like on the show. If you are a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted. It helps us with our numbers. And if you are not a member, you'll be asked if you would like to become a member. It's fun and it's free. You can join Podomatic and put us on playlists. You can follow us. You can like old shows and put comments and topic suggestions and whatnot.
And whatnot.
What for?
What not, Mark?
What for?
What? Who's our friend Whatnot back in back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go up and read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-step Gazette to your little corner of the world. And that is all.
I'd still like
to... I know I use the improper voice inflection to end that, but...
I don't know if he will... If he listens this far into the show, because I know he listens to the show. But I still think that he should do a story on starting a franchise. He's already sending a million out there. I would think that if he did a thing on how you could do it in your own burg, I'll bet he'd get some takers. Mm-hmm. So, Bruce, listen up, buddy. We've got video, or no, we've got, well, we've got those too.
Yep.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We don't.
Ever.
We don't ever.
We don't ever.
Shelly.
Yes.
Who's the lead on music by?
It's by Booby Trap, and the song is called You Lose.
You Lose.
Booby Trap. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you. Yeah.